8:30, and my guest on Party Line this morning is the mayor of the city of Waupun, Ron Bishop. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What a beautiful Saturday.
Is it also pretty in Waupun?
Sun's shining, it's great here. It's always beautiful.
It's always, oh, what a wonderful mayor you are. Ron, take a moment or two, just a little bit about your background. I know you grew up in Waupun. How did you become mayor? How long have you been in office? Just a quick thumbnail sketch of your career as mayor.
Well, it goes back to when I was in my 20s. I got involved in some local stuff in town, served on the city council for, close to a decade. Got a little burned out from it and went out of city government. Got into partisan politics and state government for a while. And then when I was approaching running for mayor, I knew Mayor Julie Nickel at the time. It would have been 2020. She ran and announced that would be her last term. And so then I started talking about maybe running for mayor in 2022, and I just kind of caught fire. And I got elected as mayor then in 2022 and reelected this spring. So I'm in my second term, my third year as the mayor of Waupun.
Well, congratulations. And as you say, it's always sunny in Waupun. So you're a great representative of your municipality. We're about halfway through 2024. Thought we'd open up conversations this morning and give you an opportunity to talk about some things that have been accomplished through this year, and maybe we'll then turn to what you're looking forward to doing for the rest. So where would you like to take us this morning?
Well, I think what we can start with is the phrase I like to use is Waupun has got it going on, and not just because it kind of rhymes, but because we really do. Our city is booming in several different areas. I'm sure you drive by on the highway once in a while, and you can see all the construction happening in our industrial park. There's almost like a skyscraper out there. And we've got developments around the Heritage Ridge Truck Plaza, where Shaler Drive has been extended, and I'm really trying to get that extended all the way around the east side of the city. That would be a nice thoroughfare. But there's two new businesses going up out by the Heritage Ridge Truck Stop, the all-phase heating and cooling businesses across the street. That opened up last year. So there's just a lot happening out there. And our downtown is really hopping. It's a unique downtown. Like, downtown Waupun is busy on some Wednesdays, but Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, downtown Waupun is packed. Like, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm telling you, the coffee shop's probably packed full. The different clothing stores will all be packed full. And it's really cool because what we got smart and what we're doing right in Waupun is we're getting niche businesses to go downtown, to give people a reason to want to go downtown. Because like all old downtowns, you're going to have to park your car and you're going to be walking a few blocks to get from business to business. I'll get back to that in a second because we're working on improving the parking. But because we have these niche businesses, we're becoming a destination. And with all the different clothing stores, there's the Clothing Palettes and Madeline's, and there's the used store, bookstore, stuff like that. People come downtown, and if the one store doesn't have something they're looking for, the other store will. When we had Small Business Saturday, I met a guy who came, his wife wanted to shop Waupun that came from Oshkosh. We're seeing more and more of that all the time. And it's a partnership with our city administrator, along with the downtown businesses and the downtown promotions group that Teresa runs, that my dad was a part of. And it's just the downtown Waupun and those business people have invested heavily in our city. They're investing in those buildings. The city's helping with everything we can do. There's a TIP district. There's a CDA. We get all the grants we can. We've got a brew pub coming to town that'll be opening up later this year. We have a food truck court area that's under construction downtown. That'll be opening up in August. We started, too, with the sculptures. As you know, when I ran for mayor, one of my key issues was to get Waupun back branding ourselves as the city of sculpture. And to advertise and use our city logo as those Shaler sculptures that are around our city. And that took off way more than I thought it would have. And it led to a nonprofit organization being started called Waupun City of Sculpture. And that organization put on Ice Fest. And we had our first Ice Fest this last winter. And what did we have? We had ice sculptures all around Waupun. And they were really awesome. And people really liked it. And then the money and the funds that come out of Ice Fest get put into this other event that we're calling the City of Waupun Sculpture Tour. So there's currently six sculptures on top of the Shaler sculptures spread throughout our city. And that'll be a rotating exhibit, so every year we'll have different sculptures that different businesses sponsor. And they really are making Waupun look awesome. They're the talk of the town, and they're giving people a reason to come to Waupun. Because one of the things I understand is you come to Waupun, you look at the Shaler sculptures, you've seen them, and it might be a while for you to have a reason to come back to Waupun, but if you're into the arts, having this outdoor public art and rotating the sculptures gives people a reason to come back every year, and it helps Waupun look even more beautiful than it already did. So there's just a lot happening in Waupun, and it keeps me very, very busy as a mayor. But it's a great problem to have because Waupun's got it going on.
Okay, I'm going to put aside the chicken and egg reference and just go ahead and ask, which comes first, the mayor's enthusiasm or the city's excitement?
I think it's a hand in glove thing. Like, I don't want to take too much credit for what's going on, but a lot of people thank me for having so much enthusiasm and so much love for Waupun. People, the nicest thing you can say to me is, hey, you really love Waupun. And what I mean by that is I've had people, they'll see me somewhere, and they'll be like, Mr. Mayor, I disagree with you on this thing, but I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because I know how much you love Waupun, so you obviously think it's the right thing to do. And that's one of the nicest compliments I can get, is people understand my intentions and where I'm coming from. Like, I got nothing to hide here. Waupun's my favorite place to be. I told my wife this, when I die, I want my gravestone to say, he loves Waupun. And if that's all people remember of me, I will have lived a successful life.
Ron Bishop is my guest this morning on Party Line. He is the mayor of Waupun, if you have not guessed from our first 5 minutes or so. I know you wrote a letter as part of, maybe it must have been the city newsletter, where you took some time to really describe the tax incremental district number 3. I know it must be important to you. Is that a question? Is that a concern? Is that something that people in Waupun or maybe need some more information about?
I think that people need more information about it. Like, it's so easy to forget how bad downtown Waupun was getting 20 years ago. And so people see improvements. They see work going on. And I thought it was a good way of telling the positive story of the success story that is downtown Waupun and how it started and where we ended up where we are and how it's been a public-private partnership. And I think when you look at downtown Waupun, it's something the entire community can take pride in. And that's where this week's mayor's column came from. And I got a sense of a couple of negative comments about stuff being done. And I thought we should just get out ahead of it and explain why we're doing it and tell the positives. There's always going to be someone who doesn't like something, but by and large, the vibe in our city is very positive, and there's a lot of pride in Waupun, and the Pontiacs love their city.
You mentioned parking in passing a few moments ago, said you wanted to get back to it. Here's an opportunity.
All right, so on the downtown Waupun, like all downtowns, parking can be kind of tight, and there's parking lots behind the buildings and city alleyways on both sides of Main Street. On the north side of the Main Street, the back alleyway is very tight. There's an empty building back there, and there's above-ground utility poles. So we're going to try to get that building torn down and cleaned up. We're going to try to get all that utility infrastructure buried and underground and then redo the parking lots in the back alleyways and make them one-ways. That way we can have more angled parking, which gives us more stalls. So if you're on the north side of Main Street between Mill Street and Madison Street, which would be Real Sports Cards, Brooks Shoes, Wine and Unwind, That stretch of the neighborhood there on the north side of the buildings will have plenty of more parking, easier access to those stores, and then it makes it easier too for people with handicaps that maybe don't want to walk by City Hall and then walk all the way down to like the Judson's Bowling Alley or the Butterfly Creations. Like, it's more parking is needed down there, safer parking is needed, and that's the next big project coming in, I would say, starting next year.
I was reading about the various projects that have already taken place and that are continuing to improve in downtown Waupun in that newsletter that you sent out. Why don't you take a moment or so, maybe highlight one of them? I was not familiar with each of those projects, so I'd like to take one, like you to take one of them, and talk about the public-private partnership that went into maybe one of the successful projects that has already occurred there in Waupun.
Well, I would say when you're looking at the public-private partnership aspect of it, probably the biggest success story downtown Waupun is the Stone and Suede building business. That building, in Waupun, it was known as the old Rock Shop. Back when I was a little kid, it was a J.C. Penney. And the building has been The current building was very old. I think it was built in the 1930s. And there's a gap on each side of that building, some buildings that had lousy, out-of-town landlords who never invested in those buildings. And those buildings ended up having to be torn down by the city some 20-some years ago. And this building was in between them two, and it was uninhabitable, and the condition of the building was so bad that the fire department was instructed, if it ever caught fire, don't go in it, just let it go, because it was that structurally unsafe. I was a city council member at the time, and so this is about 3-4 years ago, and I was like, let's just be done with it. Like, do the raise order. This building's a joke. It's not paying taxes. It's ugly. It's a blight on our downtown. I mean, it'll give us one half block of a park area, but we can do something with a park area, but this building's got to go. So the raise order got sent. It gets published in the paper, and then the Kirchner girls saw that, and they were able to buy the building at a pretty good deal because of all the work it needed. And then that's where the public-private partnership really kicked in, between the city helping with grants and the CEA kicking in, the Business Improvement District Board. That building got quite the rehab, and now it's a functioning, very successful, very popular destination business in our downtown. And it's going to be right next door to where the food truck court is. And on one of the walls, we're painting a nice mural on there where people can take their picture with a little hashtag about downtown Waupun behind them. So I would say that's probably the biggest success story downtown, with the public-private partnership. Another person who gets a lot of credit for downtown would be Jeff and Lisa Colleen. They had a Club Fitness, the workout place that they started there, and then that expanded into Wind and Unwind, which is expanded into the building next door. And then they bought the place across the street where a different radio station actually is starting to rent out the spot. So it just helps with downtown Waupun, with foot traffic and people being down there. And there's actually other businesses in Waupun who have come and talked to me that are looking to get downtown, because there's so much happening downtown, and there's lots of foot traffic, and there's people. There's events on Thursday nights. I know the bowling alley's got outdoor bag toss competitions. The coffee shop's been doing vinyl nights where they're playing old school records of stuff. It's a neat thing to see, and it's a fun part to be. It's a fun thing to be a part of, and it's a really cool time to be the city's mayor.
Ron Bishop, mayor of the city of Waupun, on Party Line with me this morning. What about this food truck court that you mentioned?
That is going to be on Main Street, right downtown. The construction's been going on. Everyone in Waupun can see it. And then, yeah, when it gets finished, we're going to have food truck festival type things, or rotating food trucks for different reasons and different weekends. And it's just another way of bringing in fun events downtown. It's a way to get people to be in downtown Waupun. I don't want to miss either, because I think the community is pretty excited about this, but the Oya Hop Brewing Company will be opening up downtown, on the far east side of the downtown of Waupun, by the Napa store. And it's the old Todd Snow Law Firm, if people know where that is. And they always tell me to call it a brew pub. It's going to, they're going to brew their own beer. They'll have pizzas and stuff. So it'll be similar to like a Uga Brewing, but you can eat at this one. So it's going to have, it's another reason people are going to want to be in our city and coming into our downtown, and hopefully having a good time and spending money, because every time a dollar is spent in Waupun, it's generally spent 7 times before it leaves. So, I mean, the more stuff going on, the better. I had one person come up to me and said, it's exhausting trying to go to everything you've got going on in town. And I'm like, well, I guess that's a good thing. And she said, it definitely is. So the positivity in Waupun is so great. I can remember being a kid, there was so much negativity at times. And that's not the case anymore.
We are in mid-June now, which is also the middle of construction season. You and I didn't talk about this ahead of time, but I just thought I'd give an opportunity to let you talk about any road projects, road construction. I mean, you've got Highway 49, 151. Are there any ongoing projects you just want to make sure the people of Waupun are familiar with and aware of?
This year is a pretty quiet year for that. We had East Main Street closed for 1 week in early June. It was the week we had all the bad thunderstorms and had some minor flooding. So actually, that would have been in May. That would have been the middle of May. Time goes by so fast in the shop. But we had East Main Street closed for about 4 blocks. We did some patchworks and some repairs, and that's been open. Next summer will be a major project on the west side of the city, because we're going to finish up the Rock Newton Circle and have some new construction and new stuff going out over there on the west side of the city.
I'm going to take a brief break. You're listening to Party Line on WBEV. Pleased to have Ron Bishop, the mayor of the city of Waupun, my guest. After about 2 minutes of a very important series of reminders, we'll get back to Ron and more about the city of Waupun here on Party Line. On WBEV this morning, my guest on Party Line, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Ron, death set Waupun Correctional in recent months has drawn attention to conditions at the facility in your community. I know that Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt was quoted not too long ago. He said, quote, "We're operating the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin in a dangerous and reckless manner," end quote. I thought the mayor of the city, Waupun, I know you've had thoughts and comments about that. Wanted to give you an opportunity to share them here on Party Line this morning.
Well, the sheriff is right. We are operating the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin, and I do think it's been operated in a dangerous and unsafe model. You know, if you can't keep your staff safe, you can't keep anyone safe. And we had three more assaults there yesterday, or Thursday. Three more correctional officers were assaulted. The problem with the prison isn't the building being old, although that causes some unique challenges. And I'm the first to admit there's some remodeling projects that have to happen to keep that prison operating. My argument all along has been, there's no reason to close our prison. I know there's a push by a lot of elected officials to close Waupun and Green Bay and build one new prison, but the cost of that is huge. And even though that cost is huge, the prison that they're looking to build is not big enough to house all the people who currently live in Waupun and in Green Bay. The sheriff did the investigation because obviously nobody wants prisoners dying, and we don't want them treated inhumanely. At the same time, some of the people who live in Waupun are terrible, rotten people. Not all of them. A lot of the people who are in that prison did something really bad in their life, and they're going to pay their price. They're getting an education while they're there. Hopefully they come out as a good model citizen and can come back to society. In our community, we pray for those people. Every church in Waupun has an outreach to the prisons. The pastors do Bible studies with the inmates. The people in Waupun are used to the prison being here. We're used to the people who live in there. I've told this story when prisoners are out mowing the lawn and my kids are riding their bikes. They aren't scared. They don't cross the street. They're used to it. The prison's in the center of Waupun. It's right there on Madison Street, two blocks off Main Street. It's next door to the public library. My kids' daycare's in the backyard. It's just a part of our community. So we want the people in there who can be rehabilitated and who are going to get out to be successful. But there's people in there who are awful, rotten people who did awful, rotten things, who have a life sentence and treat our correctional officers terribly. They swear at them. They use racial slurs towards them. They'll throw objects at them. This is disgusting, but they'll go to the bathroom and then they'll throw it at correctional officers who in a professional way have to kind of take it and make sure that these inmates are cared for. And I just think the way the press covers the prison and the correctional officers has been unfair. I don't think the correctional officer side of the story is being told. And when you're running a prison at a 52% vacancy rate and you're asking people to work 16-hour days, the burnout's real and it's going to happen. And I think you've got a lot of people in there every day who are going to work at a thankless job and aren't getting any credit for it and kicked me off. And there's a couple of different ways it kicked me off. One, first of all, I want to shout out to all the guys and girls who are still showing up and going to work there. Right now, morale took a real hit with that investigation. And there's a lot of people who are damn proud of the job they do at that prison. And they're showing up every day, even though the media is scrutinizing them and all these people are upset at them. And the correctional officers, I look at them as part of law enforcement. They help keep us safe. They keep the bad guys on the other side of the wall so those of us who want to just live a nice, peaceful life can do so. And a reason they're in law enforcement, but like police officers, you see police officers on the street every day. You see the work they do. Correctional officers go on the other side of the wall, and they do their job on the other side of a wall. We don't see it day to day. I've been fortunate as the mayor. I got to tour the prison. I got to go through the SEG unit. I got to see some of these people that they have to take care of, and it's terrible. I wouldn't want that job. The real tragedy, too, is with this investigation and what happened at Waupun, after those pay raises were pushed through the legislature, where if you work at Waupun Correction, you start at like $42 an hour, you've seen the numbers are getting better. You've seen the bigger graduating classes at the Correctional Officers Academy. It looks like things were just about to turn the corner and really start to improve. And then this happened and morale took a hit and people are being locked out, and there's a ton of people on administrative leave, and all the people who work there are on pins and needles, and they're nervous, they're worried about their jobs. I heard over the week the Department of Corrections is offering correctional officers their full pay plus an extra $8 an hour to come to Waupun and help deal with the hunger strike that the prisoners are doing, and correctional officers are just turning it down. They don't need to come to Waupun and be under that microscope just for doing their job. So this isn't a Waupun problem. It's the state of Wisconsin problem. These problems came from Madison. The staffing's been a problem for 15 years. Pay's been a problem for 15 years. Morale's been a problem for 15 years. And what I have raised, it, and no one took it seriously. No one cared. It was just the prison. It'll take care of itself. And then it finally some people started to die, and it shouldn't have taken that. But finally, Madison's paying attention. The question is, are they serious about fixing it, or they just want this to blow over in a week or two and things not get any better? And I know I'm talking too much, but here's the other part of this issue that I got hacked off over. The folks up in Green Bay want to close the Green Bay Correctional Institution, and they're not being completely honest as to why they want to close. They always talk about the prison's old and it's not doing its job. I have no idea how true that is because I don't live in Green Bay. But Waupun always gets sucked into that argument because our prison's older than the Green Bay prison. Waupun prisoners built the Green Bay prison. Waupun's prison is the oldest prison in the state. But our relationship with our prison is totally different than theirs. The folks up in Green Bay and Alloway, they want to close that prison because of the location of it. All you got to do is look at Google Maps. It's on the Fox River near an interstate. Like, that's prime economic development. They're going to put in condos and a Costco or something, right? They're going to make that thing humming. Good for them, right? It's their city, not mine. So where I got stuck into the statewide press last week was I told the folks up in Green Bay, do what you want with your prison, but stay the heck out of my town and mind your own business. I don't want these people coming into Waupun and telling us we have to close our prison because they want to close theirs. Waupun has a very good working relationship with the prison. I personally had a wonderful working relationship with Warden Tech. Anything that ever had to deal with the city and corrections, we worked really well together. And the prison is, like I said, it's on Madison Street, right downtown Waupun. It's a part of our history and our heritage. Yes, there's the economic impact of all those jobs, and I'm worried about that. But I think more important than that is the history of that prison and what it means to our city. We have been Wisconsin's prison city for 175 years, and we're proud of it. And, you know, maybe I'm the only one who brags about it, but, like, every license plate on every car in the state of Wisconsin is made right here in Waupun. It's a part of our city, and I just don't like it when people think it's, I don't know, I felt like people were taking a cheap shot at our city, and it really ticked me off, because one thing you don't do in front of me is insult Waupun.
Ron Bishop, the mayor of Waupun, our guest on Party Line, you didn't speak too much about the prison. I want to ask you one more question, if you would be brief, because I want to get to celebrate Wisconsin in just a moment. If you could have the state of Wisconsin make one or two changes that would improve the status of the Waupun Correctional Facility, what would those two be? And I ask you to please be brief.
With the staffing issue, once you get the staffing fixed, a lot of the problems in the prison will take care of themselves. The prisoners know there's not enough correctional officers, and they're taking advantage of it. And then as far as the humane treatment for the inmates, I think the cell halls need some remodeling or to be torn down and replaced with new ones. And they should hook themselves up to city water. You read in the report how bad the water is in the prison. Everybody who works there knows to bring their own water from home because Waupun, the city, has the best drinking water in the state. We have the only reverse osmosis drinking water system in all of Wisconsin. The prisons have never hooked up to the city water because they didn't want to pay for it. They have their own water tower, and there's pieces of rust floating in their water. That's some of the inhumane treatment, and that falls at the feet of the Office of the Department of Corrections in Madison because the city has been asking the prisons forever to just buy our water. And yes, we would make money on those water sales, so I obviously that's one reason I like it. But the other thing is the state would tell me how much they're going to pay for the water because they run the PSC. They get to determine what their own water rate would be. They've just been too cheap to buy city water, and now it's one of the reasons they're having problems there. And the last thing I would like to say is I hope the state is taking the situation seriously. I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but there's a part of me that's worried that too many people in Madison want to let that thing blow up inside because they want another excuse to close it. And I'm trying to blow the whistle on it and get some more help up here before that happens.
We've left you about a minute. Not next week. We've got a couple of weeks. Celebrate Waupun. Yeah. 2024 is coming up. Would you like to just highlight a couple of the items? I know you're the city of sculptures, a sculpture tour in about a minute or so. What are some of the fun things going on a couple of weeks from now in Waupun during Celebrate Waupun?
It's a huge carnival. It goes on for, I always say 3 days. Like effectively, it's 2.5 days. It starts at like 4 o'clock on Friday. There's tons of carnival rides for the kiddos. I recommend getting the bracelet. And my kids leave at 4 o'clock on Friday, and I don't see them until like Monday morning. So that's great. It wraps up on Sunday night with the fireworks show. There's great bands and live music, not just the headliner bands, like the smaller bands. Some of those are my favorite bands that come and play during the warm-up acts or during the afternoon. They're great music. They're great musicians. They're fun to watch. The fish fry on Friday night. So there's a couple of things I'm doing. I'm selling the fish fry tickets on Friday night, and then you mentioned it Saturday. I am doing the See Wapana with Mayor Ron sculpture tours on the trolleys. There's three of them, 1, 3, and 5. And then I know the Fight for Life is landing Saturday afternoon for the kids. They can talk through that. And then Sunday there's Legion baseball games along with the carnivals, the music. And something new this year, or not new, came back this year, is all the churches, or last year I guess it started, all the churches are together. We're going to have a church service on Sunday morning. And there's a car show on Sunday at Harris Park. So it's a super busy weekend coming up in Wapanda and the month of June.
Now, what is that phrase that you use when you describe Wapan? What was that again?
So the one that where I said Wapan's got it going on?
Absolutely. Sounds like it. Thank you, Ron Bishop, mayor of the city of Wapan. Maybe we can do this again sometime, but thank you for taking time and joining me on WBEV's Party Line.